Hi everyone, this is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and welcome back to Admission Insight. We hope you had a healthy and happy summer, and we hope this finds you well. We are very excited about today's episode. We'll be talking to a group of returning boarding students here at the Pennington School. We'll be discussing their summer, coming back to school, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let's go!
So you say you want to apply. Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
All right, welcome back to Admission Insight. As I said, we have a great episode for you guys today. We are talking to a group of returning boarding students here at the Pennington School. Before we start our conversation, I'm going to let them introduce themselves briefly. Go ahead.
I'm Jabril. I'm from New York City, and I am a junior this year.
My name's Mame. I'm going to be a junior as well this year, and I'm from Ghana.
My name's Tate Looney. I'm going to be a junior this year as well, and I'm from New Canaan, Connecticut.
My name is Sydney Francis. I'm going to be a junior as well, and I'm from Ramsey, New Jersey.
Awesome. Thank you all. We are very happy you're here. So to start off, obviously it was a very different summer for most of you, I'm guessing. Was there anything interesting that happened? Anybody have anything that they can give us about their summer that, you know, was great?
I found a lot about my parents. Like, I haven't hung around my parents in like so long. So it was really weird because like their dynamic is like really, really confusing because my mom's the loud one and my dad's the quiet one. And I always like expected it to be the other way around, but no. And you know, being with them and having a lot less to do and just hanging out with them was a lot more fun than usual.
Well, I actually went camping for the first time this summer, and it was definitely an experience. I wouldn't say it was the best thing ever, but it also wasn't super bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And it actually got cut short because it started like pouring raining, but it was fun. And I guess I kind of got to like adapt to like something different, and it was just new and I guess fun. But
absolutely. Yeah, I go camping in the summer as well, and it stretches my comfort zone, and that's always good, right? So anybody else?
I would say for me, my summer was definitely interesting because I had one of my friends come home with me for spring break, and then like in the middle of our spring break, it got announced that we all had to quarantine. So she was with me the entire spring break and then into the summer. So then we all came to school together, actually. So we were together. And she also happened to be my roommate last year. So we've been together since January up until August.
Wow.
So we've been together for a while. So that was definitely interesting. We got to hang out, like go on walks, go out to like stores or like places if we could. And like get stuff for school. But yeah, it was definitely interesting. Got to hang out with my brother and my parents. So yeah.
So I have three older brothers, and they're all like, my oldest brother is 10 years older than me. The other one's like 8 years older than me. And then my youngest older brother is 4 years older than me. So they've been kind of in college and, you know, apartments since I was like 8 or whatever. But we were all home this summer. So it was nice to like kind of get to know them better as adults, I guess. And just, I don't know, spending time with my dogs, who I miss so much right now.
No, that's great. Sounds like a lot of family time, and you know, that's awesome. So you have not been back on Pennington's campus since March, right? What did you miss most about Pennington?
I have my best friend, Evan, and like, we haven't been together since March. So it was like really weird because him and I usually hip to hip all the time. And it was the best feeling when we got back, and like the smile we had, even though you could see it through the mask. It was that big of a smile. You could see it through the mask. And it just felt good to be in his presence again. And, you know, even like hanging out with Mommy and Sydney and Kate like this weekend and this week was like really, really fun. And just to be around people I can entertain.
I would say similar to Jabril, I know that like the spring on Pennington's campus is the most busy time of the year. We have like so many different things going on. We have like mini-thon, we have like alumni day, so prom, graduation, all those things happening on campus. And that being like the like the funnest time on campus happened to be when we all had to like be at home and quarantine. So I definitely miss like the energy on campus, the people. And even though like this might be a surprise to people, I miss my teachers, I miss my classes, the work, because I know when I was at home, it was definitely like a struggle for me to focus in class. And I feel like when my teacher is in my presence, I can definitely like be more engaged in what's going on. So I definitely miss that, like being in the dining hall, hanging out with my friends, just that energy rather than being far away from everybody, people being in different time zones, like not being able to talk to people when I'm awake because they're asleep. So it's just like, I just miss basically everything about Bennington.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I think I definitely miss, like, similar to Mame, was just, like, the sense of, like, especially in Buck, like, I feel like it's honestly, like, I feel like we were at that point of the year where it feels like we're all, like, sisters, kind of, and, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's, like, you can go into, like, the thing with me is, like, I have brothers, so, like, don't get me wrong, like, love having brothers, but it's definitely fun to, like, I don't know, like, live with, like, your best friends and, like, have, like, your hall parents and all that stuff and just, I don't know, same thing with me, like, I just, like, did not get that much work done at home at all. Like, I'm just so used to, like, being in my desk, like, having, like, study hall from 7:30 to 9. Like, the first few weeks of quarantine, it was, like, so weird to me, like, at, like, 7:30 to 9:30, like, just doing whatever I wanted to do and not having, like, a hall parent come check on me. Yep. I don't know. I just really miss the community.
I will tell you, as a residential faculty member, we missed you all as well. You know, the energy is so much better, and we miss the students being here. So we are very glad you guys are back as well. So you've been on our new campus for about a week, kind of with everything, you know, new tents, food, new signage on campus. What about our new campus most impressed you when you got back?
I would say how well thought out everything was. I was like, because I know I have a friend, I have a few friends from like other schools, and they were talking to me about how like all over the place their admissions team was, like just like their administrators and everything. And when we got to campus, like everything was well planned out, the dining hall, the tents, like telling us where to go, like the signage telling us like this is where to go up, this is where to come down, hand sanitizer stations everywhere, like just like everything feeling like, even though it feels very different, like yo, like after like 2 days it just feels like normal. I don't know how to explain it, but like you'll just get told and reminded what to do like every day, so it's not like you're like losing track of what you're doing, like your mask and all these different things, so you get used to it after some time. So I feel like, but like one thing I think was really impressive was the tents. I didn't think they were going to be air conditioned. I was like, ooh, this is bougie. I was like, yes, Pennington. But yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah, definitely the same thing, especially about the tents. I was really surprised that they had air conditioning. I thought that was, like, super, super cool. And it kind of, I just felt like I adjusted, like, a lot easier than I thought I would, like, with everything that was there. It kind of just made me feel a lot, like, safer and just more calm about it, even though I was, like, really freaking out about going back to school at first. But I just feel like I'm feeling a lot better now. And I think everything that we have, I think Pennington did, like, a really nice job of making us feel welcome and
great.
I think especially like the first couple days I was just kind of like, it was so weird because like I'm so used to like how I knew Pennington last year, and then coming back here and like having to wear masks to go into someone else's room and like, you know, all that stuff, and like especially like not everyone being here right now, like I'm sure it'll feel even more normal when, you know, everyone else comes back. For me, the first few days I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, like this is so weird. But I think now just like kind of getting used to it, like I think everyone on the campus is like really good about following the rules. There's like not one person I've really seen who like doesn't have their mask on, or who, you know, like I've seen so many people like going to the hand sanitizer stations and like socially distance at like all the meals and stuff, which I've been really impressed about.
Thank you for that insight. So kind of switching it, have you, and I don't know if any of you have, but have any of you been in touch with classmates who are unable to get to campus and will be joining us remotely? Are they excited about the school year? You know, are they looking forward to it? Are they nervous about it? And, you know, what are they feeling?
I've definitely talked to like a few of my friends that are doing distance learning for like the first semester. And I know a lot of them are like saying similar things that we said, like previously about like structure, and like especially when you're a boarding student, I feel like our days are normally planned out for us. Like we have class, then we have a break, and then we have sports, and then we have dinner, and then we have a break, and then we have study hall, and then it's lights out. Like everything is just like planned out for us. So then when you're at home and you don't have like that the hall parent on you at study hall, like get off your bed, get at your desk, start doing work. Like just everything planned out is definitely like a bit like harder to get into that groove and that structure again when you don't have adults on you. But that's something I know people are nervous about, but I've definitely seen people who are like excited to be on their own and like have that like time to themselves and with their family and just like be safe with their family. So I feel like people are kind of like on both sides of it, but I think they are excited for school to start and for like them to zoom in with like the owl that we have, like seeing the tents and the classrooms, even though they can't physically be on campus.
Mama, you mentioned the owl. Mm-hmm. What's the owl in our classrooms?
Okay, so the owl is like a 360 speaker/camera thing that basically follows the voice of the teacher. So it's going to be placed in our classrooms, and then students are going to zoom into our classrooms. Then they can see everybody. They can see the teacher. They can see the boards. So it's kind of like they're in a classroom with us, but they're also in their houses. So it definitely, I feel like this is the closest like we could ever get to having them, even though they're at home, like be in our classrooms. And I think Pennington really tried on that part just because they know that like students want to be on campus but necessarily can't because it may be like travel restrictions or their parents just feel like they might be safer at home. So I feel like Pennington definitely did a very good job of trying to make sure that students who can't come to campus feel like their presence is still like being seen on campus.
So it sounds like our distance learning students, you know, are trying to find the best of it. They're looking forward to coming back in the second semester. And I will say from the school end of it, you know, we've tried to do our best to make them, you know, comfortable and feeling included and everything. So thank you for that insight. So if you guys had to say your personal motto for this school year, what would it be?
We got it from prefect training, the word flexibility. That's our year word for the boarding. And I definitely like agree with that because there's a lot going on and we just have to be able to adjust to what's going on and, you know, proceed to continue what we're doing now. And I definitely stuck with it. You know, it's definitely a way to go, you know, just adjust.
I think just like empathy, especially because I know there's a lot of people who are coming back, and like for me at least, like I'm not too far away, so I can basically go see my family, like as long as I don't have like prefect stuff. But for a lot of people, that's not the case. So I think just being empathetic to girls in my hall who, you know, are homesick, and especially this year, it's so different because there are different rules for boarders that are different, and it's definitely going to be something to like adjust to for everyone, like not even just new students but returning students. So I think being empathetic to everyone's feelings and how everyone like views new campus life.
So you mentioned prefects. All four of you are prefects. You are in leadership positions and on our campus this year. Can someone tell me what your role is as a prefect, especially this year where, you know, we were talking about this, you might have a little more responsibility this year. So does anybody wanna, you know, give it a whirl?
Well, my role this year, since I have the ninth graders, a lot of new ninth graders coming, so I'm basically just a role model for how, you know, they should act at school. And I even have more of a responsibility because I have to, you know, sort of kind of enforce distancing and things like that. Something completely new to them at a boarding school, most likely. Yep. And, you know, I think that's a big responsibility because this is the first year in a boarding school, probably the first year away from home, especially with the environment that we're in. I have to take that extra step of making sure they're comfortable at Pennington.
Kind of like what Jabril was saying, we're basically role models on the halls. So every hall has at least two prefects on the hall that are like basically older brothers or older sisters that you can go to if you need help with anything, with your roommate, with like homework advice. And then we're also like the middleman between the residential faculty and the boarders on campus. If they don't feel too comfortable going straight to like their hall parent, they can like come to us. We can have a discussion about it. If we feel like this needs to be taken to the hall parent, then it immediately gets sent there. If it needs to be taken to our school counselor, it gets sent there. So we're basically that middle person between the boarders and the residential faculty. So.
Well done. You guys said it well. So a couple more questions for you. If you found one silver lining through the pandemic this year, what was that? What was the one silver lining for you guys?
So for me, I would say definitely getting to know myself more Just being at home and being by myself, learning like my strengths and weaknesses, especially when it came to school, because like I feel like I never really realized how much study hall on campus really helped me, and like just the different structure that we have on campus. Because I feel like if I was a day student, I might just have like a different approach to doing my work and like going to classes and different things. But I feel like this pandemic made me really reflect on myself and what worked best for me and what doesn't work for me, both when it comes to like academics, sports, and like just my personal life. So I feel like that's one positive that came from quarantine and this whole global pandemic.
I agree with Mame. Like my spring season was canceled, so like it was a huge like emotional change. And during quarantine, like I took that time to like evaluate how I felt about going into next year. And it definitely gave me, you know, a peace of mind. If anything happens, it happens. As long as I can control what I can control, I'm pretty much as good as I can.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I definitely think that for me, it was definitely a time of reflection. And I've kind of gotten to become more of a positive person, because throughout quarantine, I definitely was just really like brooding and kind of just upset about everything that was happening. And kind of just, I wanted to go do things that I knew I couldn't do. And I was just really negative. And I think with the help of my mom and kind of just really seeing how things have progressed, I've kind of realized that I just need to kind of like go with the flow and accept change and just really be more of a positive person.
So I'm going to bring it back around to admissions here for the last question, right? It's going to be a different admission season for a lot of kids. And for this, you know, this year, do you have any advice, you know, for these kids that won't be able to visit campus or, you know, just how it will be different, you know, what, when they're looking for a school or anything admission wise, do you have any, you know, advice?
So I've been a tour guide all my 3 years at Pennington, and I feel like when I toured here, getting to meet some of the faculty here and getting to talk to some of the students, like that definitely helped me figure out that Pennington was the best fit for me. And since we can't necessarily do that this season, I feel like when you should take advantage of like communicating with the admissions officers and maybe like asking them to put you in contact with a student or a faculty member or anybody that can actually like talk about their experience on campus and answer any questions you might have that you would have probably asked like on a tour or at an interview, just to make you feel more comfortable talking to somebody who has actually gone through your experience and gone through school and like met people here and has actually like been on campus. So just like take advantage of that, like talk to whoever, like Miss Ward, Mr. Fraser Pauls, like anybody that you're in contact with, like just ask them to put you in contact with the teacher, like the coach, like if you're coming here for sports, a coach you can talk to, someone who plays that sport, like a student, anybody who can help you further understand what happens on the Pennington campus.
So I have one more thing. I need to know one thing each of you are grateful for going into this school year. One thing.
I'm grateful for being back. I love this place. Like I am so excited to be back. I have never wanted to leave my house so badly in my life. Like I don't imagine myself doing anything else besides being back.
Great.
For me, I would say I'm grateful for Pennington taking it one day at a time, because I know some of my friends at different schools, like they've had a lot of things already canceled. And like, I feel like that just, at least for me, I knew if I went to that school, I'd probably be like, oh my God, this is already canceled, but we don't know if things are going to be better by that time. So I'm just happy that Pennington is taking it like a day at a time, like a week at a time, just like really making sure that the final decision that they make is like beneficial for everybody and not just jumping to conclusions without really knowing what's going to happen by that time. So that's something I'm grateful for, along with being back, because being at home, whew, that was a trip, but yeah.
I'd say I'm really grateful for all the faculty and just everyone who works here, because just like the amount of effort and time, and like you can just tell like when you walk on campus that like everyone here is here to support the students and here to make like this new normal like as comfortable and as like close to Pennington as it can be. So I'm just so grateful for every teacher who, you know, took time out of their summer and, you know, just everything. And I think especially, I did not think I'd be saying this like 2 weeks ago, but for my parents, because that sounds mean, but for my parents for giving me the opportunity to come back and, you know, have my junior year. And just, I'm just really excited to be able to, you know, have my junior year at the moment on campus and just, you know, be back with my friends and teachers and all that stuff. Just everything, really.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful for like the community that we have here. I think the support system here is amazing, and I really feel like welcome back here. And I know that it's a lot different now, and things are just not ever really probably going to be the same. But at the same time, I just feel at home, and I just feel like things are almost like normal again, because we have all these things and all these things just to prepare us for the year ahead, and the fact that we don't necessarily know what the next day might be like. Mm-hmm.
Well said. And I am grateful for all of you for being back and for taking the time to do this podcast. It is much appreciated. I wish you, and we wish you, all the luck this school year. And I will be seeing you around campus for sure. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.